What can fiction tell us that reportage and the world of nonfiction cannot? Quite a lot if that fiction is crafted with an insider's knowledge of the way the world works. That's the goal of the novels that former legislator and education activist Jim Shaun has written. His novels include Poison in Paradise, which should give you some idea of his focus. He's with us this morning in our studio. Good morning, Jim.
Aloha.
What are the kind of things that you want to bring out in your fiction?
Well, first of all, is to tell the story of democracy and society in its many layers, mm-hmm. in the gray areas, that what is superficially seen is not necessarily what's going on. In democracy, I think we've learned in the last year, perhaps, that understanding of it and how it works and all its myriad layers and complexities.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful world that is seldom displayed in a tweet or even, in a press release or anything like that. Oh, by the way, I was never chair of the Democratic Party. Sorry.
Well, I was building you up.
Okay, well, I'll take it anyway. That's a fictional thing. Yeah, so I think we really wanted to take people through the world of government, mm-hmm. and in our later novels with my co-author Dave Hagino, to look at the different ethnic groups, the way in which characters can be real or mm-hmm. not real, mm-hmm. a new sort of media, online media, how people interact between formal detectives like a Charlie Chan character and informal izakaya restaurant owners like a kind of Mr. Moto and mm-hmm. and someone who's a young reporter for an online news source, how these work together, and can you think deeply and thoughtfully mm-hmm. about democracy? And I think that one of the things that has always been my kind of bugaboo about what people do see is that it is a superficial view, and democracy deserves more than a flash mob interest now and then, but rather an in-depth understanding. This is how life works mm-hmm. in Hawaii, in the United States. We should understand its contradictions, the yin and the yang, the fact that one legislator might be really, really idealistic on one day and maybe self-centered on the next.
Mm-hmm. And the role of pragmatism and, you know, things like the trading of votes within the legislature, it doesn't always – they're not always following principle, chasing the right thing. There's a lot of real politic that you learn when you get a sort of worm's eye view. The novel I was looking at, Poison in Paradise, takes a staffer's perspective of a lot going on at the Capitol, and that's definitely one where you know more than a member of the public, right?
Often that is the case,
yeah.
And you see how the staffers evolve into becoming legislators themselves mm-hmm. and how they're imprinted by their mentors
sure.
and how some of them are drawn off into less savory worlds mm-hmm. by the powerful lobbyists. Poison in Paradise takes place in 1986. I wrote it as a freshman legislator, having worked at the Ledge for several years.
Right.
And I did not change. It sat in my desk for 25 years
mm-hmm.
Before the internet and everything else. I dug it out. I had it printed up. Someone else found it. It's now an e-book for like $3 now. So anybody can access that sort of thing. But it is a snapshot. It
yeah.
is a snapshot of what the media was, mm-hmm. of what the stakeholders were, pineapple and sugar. And if you were there at the time, you might try to guess at least what characters were based on.
Sure. Well, there's a wonderful depiction of opening day, which and I was in the news media back in the 80s,
uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
we all loved to cover opening day because it was just this explosion of flowers and hula in the hallways and extravagant food displays. A very 80s extravagance prevailed in those days.
Well, also it was very democratic because the secretary of a department might be eating a bento mentor over the rail next to the director mm-hmm. and having a conversation that they would never have outside of that because they're both one vote. And in the legislative world, everybody who comes in and partakes of the food and gives somebody a card and, oh, call me next week, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. It is a very leveling experience, at least the way it used to be in much more of a celebratory, closer to statehood time in the 80s.
Well, as you mentioned, on the rail, if you want to know what's going on at the Capitol, go and lean on the rail for 10 minutes and look at all the different floors and see who's talking to whom, right?
That's right. And it's a great building for democracy.
Yeah, it's wide open, right?
It's wide open in so many different ways. You can wander into an office.
Yeah.
And, oh, is he free today? You know, is he free now? The serendipitous interaction with elected officials is probably among the most open in the United States.
Is it less so today, Jim?
I think it is a little bit less so today. You know, in some ways we bought into reforms that we thought were really cool, but really did not depict and reveal the depth of what really open government is. Mm-hmm. You get to see people vote, but they're voting on bills that they haven't seen yet because it hasn't even been amended.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that great? We get to see them vote. But it used to be you have to sign off on every committee mm-hmm. report. And if you didn't like it, you put IDNC, I do not concur. Everybody knew who voted. But they got to read the report and read the amendments before they voted. Now they don't.
Yeah. And you can see the results, can't you?
Well, you know, I think there are many fine people there. And my view has always been is that most people come in with a part of them that is idealistic. Mm-hmm. And they get drawn in different ways and different factions. And over time, they do change. But I do think that everybody has a part of them that says, I want to make a difference that I'll be proud of.
Let's hope so, Jim. Thanks very much for coming in.
Aloha.
Jim Shaun is the author of Poison in Paradise, The Case of the Good Deed, The Case of the Rainforest Reunion, and other works of fiction and nonfiction. You can find out more about his work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.